Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Carlos Santana bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. Read, listen, ask questions. Check out the blog. Listen to the Small Business Minute. Watch our video that we have right there on the homepage. And also, you can go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame, and watch other videos there as well. So check all that out. Don't forget to take the poll question. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Lots of things that will help you inform and entertain you at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Jim Copeland. Jim is the director of the Center for Legal Policy at the Manhattan Institute. We're talking about the President's State of the Union speech, and we're in this segment we're going to sort of get into the weeds a little bit of what he said. Jim, what did you think overall about the President's speech? In the previous segment, we went ahead and acknowledged that this is the bully pulpit for any president, Republican or Democrat, and that they use it to their own for their own benefits. But every one of these gets scrutinized to see whether the proposals, how political they were, and also whether what they proposed are even valid as ideas, or if they're just purely political saccharine. What do you think?
Well, I think the president was wise to start and end with his strength, and that is the war on terror, the fight against al-Qaeda, and specifically the fact that within the last year, the federal government and the military got rid of Osama bin Laden, and the president deserves credit for that. He started and ended with it. I think it's his strength going into the reelection year, and if the economy were doing a little better, I think it would be enough to make him feel pretty solid about his reelection. When it comes to the economy and the domestic issues, though, I think what was profound to me is that he really didn't want to talk about economic growth and the state of the economy. He touted 3 million new jobs in the last 22 months, which sounds like a lot, but it's not for this type of recovery. I mean, Ronald Reagan in the last year before his renomination in 1984, the economy had created 4.9 million new jobs in just 1 year, and that was a much smaller population back then. So it's not a big number, even though it sounds like it to most people. And so therefore he focused very carefully on the so-called fairness question, the inequality question. And while I think that's clearly what he's going to be looking at in this campaign, and it sort of fits with the Occupy Wall Streeters and these sorts of folk, I observed a profound inconsistency there. And because on the one hand, he was saying things which I would agree with, that everyone ought to pay their fair share, do their fair share, that there shouldn't be bailouts and handouts and cop-outs, and everyone ought to play by the same rules.
Right.
But then on the other hand, the vast majority of things the president was talking about were setting up special rules that were different for one class of individual or one class of business to another.
While he was saying, let everybody play by the same rules, he was creating special rules in the same speech.
Absolutely. And so he was saying that if you're a manufacturing business, you pay a different tax rate than a non-manufacturing business. You're the small business advocate, and so he was playing off to the fact that there are a lot more people that are running small businesses than large businesses, and small businesses are more popular, so he's saying, well, let's treat small businesses different than big businesses.
Right.
On energy policy, let's continue to focus on clean energy, which we've sort of seen what that does with the Solyndra thing happening.
Well,
the thing, Jim, that
my audience will recognize is what I've been talking about for the last couple of years, and that is the tendency of this president to think that he's smart enough to pick winners and losers, that he knows enough about the marketplace. He has the ability to pick winners and losers, and I didn't think he did in the beginning, because I know no one really has the ability to do that. No Republican or Democrat has that ability, but he likes to do that, And now we know that he's had, after he's had a number of failures, we now know that he's not smart enough to do this.
Well, no one's smart enough to do it.
That's right.
With a perfect record. And you see this in the whole Bain Capital record of Mitt Romney's come out during the Republican nominating process. And private equity folks, hedge fund people, people that are investing their own money and mm-hmm. taking a lot of risk with their own capital on the line, they still make mistakes.
Absolutely.
But when the government does it, the problem is it's often not, what do we think is really the best investment, but it's whose bread's going to be buttered.
That's right.
And so the first domestic policy achievement the president led was the auto bailout. So he first says everyone should play by the same rules, and then he touts an example of where everyone doesn't, where he's going to use the government and come in there and say, rather than go through Chapter 11, it's not
right.
that the car companies will have stopped making cars,
right.
but rather than go through a normal process, we're going to step in there and effectively bail out the unions and their pension funds
right.
and transfer money from secured creditors who had contracts with senior debt
exactly.
to the union allies of the president.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, even the things the president wasn't saying, it was there for those of us who know what's going on. So when he talks about the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau and the new Dodd-Frank bill, you and I have talked about this before, but Richard
right.
Cordray, his nominee for that, those of us who followed the career of Cordray know that what he's done is raise a bunch of money from trial lawyers
mm-hmm.
and then farm out litigation to those same trial lawyers on contingency basis, getting them wealthy. And that's a lot of the sort of stuff that's going to be going on
and
here.
So, folks, what Jim is doing is and we're not being partisan here, is seeing through some of these inconsistencies that President Obama gave us in the State of the Union speech. Now, one of the things that I want to talk about when we come back is, why was there not one single mention of his crowning glory of accomplishment, the health care bill? Why wasn't that even mentioned? We'll do that after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.